Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on retiring from Goldman Sachs. In this program, we're hitting on some of the hardest topics that I get asked about, which is, how do you navigate that decision to retire or not? And what do you do next? How do you explore your options to figure out what you do for the rest of your life? Or at the least, in this next phase of your life. And even though this could be the most exciting time of your life, it's easy to feel stuck at this point, isn't it? Not knowing whether to retire or not. Not knowing what you want to do next. Do you retire? And go do anything you want? Do you do something else full-time or part-time? There are so many things that you might do that can keep us stuck, not knowing what to do. When the opportunity is to look out there in the world and see all the things that you might go do, all the amazing things that people have left Goldman to do, to dream up what you truly want for this next phase of your life, and go out there and create it. Now, to some people in the world, this should be the easy part, right? They spend their lives looking forward to the day that they can retire. And looking at you coming from Goldman Sachs, they might be shaking their head, what's all that about? Over years, decades, you've had tremendous success in an incredibly challenging business. You've made tons of money. Isn't this what you work towards? So you can now be on the beach. Right off into the sunset and all that stuff. What's so hard about retiring from Goldman Sachs? But we all know, don't we, that it's not that easy to leave behind something that you love to do and that's been such a massive part of your life for so long. Where it's not just a job, is it? And it's not just a job on Wall Street either, is it? This is leaving Goldman Sachs. Now, what I would say here is that this program is called Retiring from Goldman Sachs, but it's not entirely literal. It's more metaphorical, meaning that inside this program, we're hitting on a number of really big ideas and challenges with this topic of retirement, what the word means, what it connotes. How big a shift it is in all of our lives. And so it could relate to anyone retiring from anywhere. But in particular, those retiring from always-on types of jobs, whether it's corporate executives or consultants or lawyers, accountants, the sort of businesses that are so all-encompassing that leaving them behind is more than just leaving your job, isn't it? And most certainly, these ideas relate to anyone leaving Wall Street. So this masterclass isn't only literal to Goldman Sachs. Yet, the reason I've framed it around retiring from Goldman Sachs is that there are some real special requirements in leaving a place like Goldman. The intensity of the career, a business and firm that is always on. Where for decades working at Goldman, you haven't had a day off, let alone a night or a weekend where you weren't thinking about your job. And it's not just a job or career or business, is it? When you work for Goldman, it is your life. There's no Tuesday night bowling, little other social interaction outside of what you do with your work. Perhaps for decades, you along with some of your colleagues are the ones who became lifers. You've grown up in the firm, grown up around these people. Your life is fully integrated into working for Goldman Sachs. There has not been a day that you can remember not checking email, or if you're a real old-timer, voicemail in this always-on culture. Retiring from Goldman Sachs is moving on. from something that's been such a massive part of your life. And it's not just that either, is it? It's the identity, the culture. There's plenty of places on Wall Street and around the world that have strong identities, but what is that meaning of working for Goldman Sachs? How much a part of you has it become? It's not a job or even a top job on Wall Street. This is Goldman Sachs. And leaving has many implications for big topics like identity and meaning and purpose. And just how jarring it can be to go from a place with such a strong sense of purpose and culture of who you are and what you show up to do every day to that void of what? And see, while navigating the decision to retire or not, or figuring out what do you do next can be hard, this too is also perhaps the greatest opportunity of your life. To step back from what you've been doing for so long, from something that's become such a fixed and certain part of your life, and to embrace the uncertainty. A client said to me, "I feel like I'm just standing on the cliff and I don't know what I'm jumping into." "That's fantastic, isn't it?" I said to him. He said, "What do you mean?" "Well, you can fly anywhere once you leap. Because retiring from Goldman Sachs isn't like retiring from the auto factory at age 65, is it? You're young, youthful, tons of experience, tons of skills, incredible network. Retiring from Goldman Sachs can be just another launching point in whatever you choose to do next. And yes, it is hard to leave behind something that you've really enjoyed, that's been so much a part of your life. But what might it open up for you? What can't you do? Look around and you see all the things that people retire from Goldman to go on to do. There are so many great role models out there, aren't there? How many Goldman alums have gone on to do incredible things in the world? Things that, if you choose, you can do too. And even though it might feel like a big shift or that there's so many things that you could do and you've got to work your way through it, also, you can see, well, there's really only three buckets of things that you might do. You could do nothing productive. What I think of is do anything. Like Matt LaRue, this might be the time of your life where you start your family. Or like any number of Goldman partners, you can go on and do anything that you choose. What might that be? What do you want to do? How might you explore those options? Bucket number two is you could go do something else full time. There's tons of options in here and plenty of role models from Goldman who you can look to. You could stay on Wall Street in a different role like John Weinberg or Winkelried. You could start your own firm like plenty have left Goldman to do, like the energy guys Kimmelman and Lucian. Way back, Richard Perry, Chris Gold, James Del Favreau, Jean Menas, Byron Trott. So many people have built their own platforms that you can work on for as long as you choose. You could go into a CEO role, corporate or non-profit, like Mark Tirsig left Goldman to do. Of course, how many Goldman alums have gone into government? Like Gary Cohn, Steve Mnuchin, Phil Murphy recently, or over the years, Hank or Corzine, or way back to Steve Friedman. Or my old boss, Malcolm Turnbull, became Prime Minister of Australia. There's no shortage of the ways that you might make your way into public service, if that's of interest to you. And then you got a whole bunch of other things, like the ultimate chameleon, Rob Kaplan, going to Harvard Business School, now to the Dallas Fed, being a father, John Thornton joining a university in China. If you want to keep working full time, there's so many things that you might do. Then the third big bucket is to do things part time. And there's an endless number of options in here, isn't there? And tons of Goldman alum to look to. What one of my friends calls his mixed grill, putting together bits and pieces of things that you want to be involved in. Corporate boards or nonprofits. Rolling up your sleeves and getting more engaged in these as well. Boards of trustees of colleges and universities where you can have a ton of impact. Doing some advisory or investing. Like Kevin Quinn bringing together a number of these pieces into what he thinks of as his most interesting life. You name it, there's tons of models of the things that you might do. And even though when you're thinking of retiring or not, that can seem really overwhelming, can't it? Making that decision can be hard. It might not be your choice. It might be your time to retire. The firm might be retiring you. That comes with a whole bunch of connotations, doesn't it? And that's why as we work our way through this masterclass, we're not just talking about how you make the decision to retire, but navigating the decision and all that comes with it. And even your options, that can seem overwhelming and fear-inducing, like, oh, I really got to figure this out. Just got to solve this. Just got to get it done. Got to be doing something meaningful, purposeful. Got to be having impact. Okay, how do I solve this? When you step back, you can see you have all the time in the world. This could be the most magical phase of your life where you get to step back and imagine anything that you want to do. So yes, it is all true. You can feel like it's scary that you're jumping into the abyss, into the unknown, all that uncertainty and overwhelm. Well, you talk to people who've retired and they say stuff like, you miss the pace or being relevant or being engaged, or days go by and, you know, I look back and I was busy, but I'm not really sure what you get done that day. And it can also be hard to navigate the bigger topics like identity, purpose, and meaning, and what it means to truly feel fulfilled. Because many people retire and they still wonder that, don't they? You look back on this career that you've built. Do you feel how you imagined you would feel after all these years and all the success you've created? Or do you feel like there's something else that you now need to do? And being retired can be the same way. But these are not unique topics. Every kid going to college is giving up the security of what they had, the certainty, their friends, to have a new adventure, to go on a journey and explore something new. Every parent who leaves the workforce to raise their kids, that's a shock of identity, isn't it? And as your kids grow up, your identity keeps shifting. So how do you keep navigating these types of ideas? Even the bigger question, do you retire or not? As we're going to talk about, the challenge in this question is the structure of the question itself. It's not specific to do you retire or not. It's generalized to these sorts of questions. The questions where you're asked, do you do this or do you do that? A construct called an exclusive or, where it can put you in a box, can't it? But you need to decide. I got to figure it out. Do I retire or not? All right, I got to figure out. How do I explore these options? Got to make a decision. And as we work through this together in this masterclass, I hope what you'll discover is that we're making it real simple. Converting these hard questions to a process that we're working through. And even though at first blush these can seem like really challenging questions, and they are, how do you make such a big decision? Do you retire or not? Or if you're being retired, how do you get beyond all those things that our minds can make it mean? Like a piece of machinery being retired from the factory at the end of its useful life. Just rusting out the back. You've seen your best days. Right, so many people are fearful of retiring because they love what they do. They love being engaged. Yet, whether you choose to do it now or in the future, at some point you are retiring. So how do you keep framing this up and seeing it in ways that not only helps you navigate the decision, but to look forward into the future, into creating what might be the absolute greatest phase of your life? And to be sure, there's some hard questions to navigate here. Do you feel like you've created enough success? Have you made enough money? Do you feel like you have more to prove? Do you feel there's a sense of pressure to do something impressive? With the big shadows cast by folks like Hank or Corzine and many others who've done prominent things, do you feel like you need to do something? A GS partner said to me he saw Hank Paulson walking down the street in New York and he felt sorry for him. I said, why? Well, he used to be head of Goldman Sachs, then Treasury Secretary. Now who is he? Just some guy on the street. Think about how that type of thinking about others impacts the way that we think about ourselves and our choices. So there's lots of things that can get in our mind in making these decisions that can make it harder for us to choose. So I asked him, do you feel like thinking that way makes it harder for you to decide whether to retire or not? That you're looking backwards on what you're leaving, or looking forwards, not feeling like you have the freedom to choose? Or do you feel like now is your time? Where you get to look back on the incredible career that you've had and to take everything that you've done so far in your life and look forward to imagining everything this next phase of your life could be, what you want it to be. Because we can get stuck, can't we? Figuring out, do you retire or not? What do you go do? And we can also see that by looking forward into the future, you can keep getting more and more excited about all the things that you might do. Because one of the challenges with this entire notion of retiring is the word retirement, all that it connotes, and the fact that it's backward looking. If you think about it, the word itself only describes what you're leaving behind. We all know us humans have a loss aversion, don't we? Yet, what does retiring really mean? As a transition from what you've been doing to what you're doing next. When I first started this work back in 2000, I wasn't retiring, but I was asking all the same types of questions. What do I want? What's your life about? What really matters to you? How do you create the life that you truly want? And back then, I didn't know. In fact, I was worse than not knowing. I had no clue what I wanted, let alone how to even figure it out. For 6 years, while at Goldman, I worked on this question. What do I want? Do you stay? Do you go? If you go, what else do you do? I don't know. What do I want? I better really figure that out. Well, do you stay? Do you go? I don't know. What do I want? Well, you better really figure that out. And many of you will be familiar with that type of loop. You faced it in different ways throughout your career, and you may be facing it now. As you think, do you retire or not? I don't know. Really got to figure it out. And so when we ask ourselves these sorts of questions, the hardest thing isn't so much that we can't answer the questions. It's that the questions themselves can keep us stuck. And having navigated these choices for myself, which ultimately became my entire career, thinking about how do you create the life you truly want? How do you reach top performance to drive the results you want? How do you make these big decisions? I thought when I started doing this professionally that most of my clients would be focused on winning more and driving their careers and potentially reaching the top, starting their own firms. And it's true, I have plenty of those clients. Yet, what I've seen is that plenty on Wall Street feel like they've got all that. Yet when it comes to navigating this hard decision, now you're venturing into new territory. And I've seen it over and over again. Now, how do you navigate this choice to retire or not? And then how do you explore your options? Some of my clients have come to me when they were thinking about retiring, and ultimately, having worked through the sort of process that we're working through together in this masterclass, they decided to stay. Because it's not just a binary question, do you retire or not, is it? If you stay, do you stay in your same role? Or do something different? And with the folks that I've worked with at Goldman or otherwise, this question has become a catalyst for taking their career to a new level. Or if you retire or not, what do? How do you explore this? And a number of clients have come to me after they've retired. See, and that can be really challenging for folks because they figure when you leave, now you feel how you want to feel. You can create whatever options you want. Yet, they can find themselves sitting around asking one of my favorite questions, now what? Because we often think, once we make this sort of choice, it's easier from here, but we can find ourselves stuck at that point, can't we? The high quality version of this is that you feel like there's another innings, like there's something more that you can do, but you don't know how to create it. Or the lower quality, the worst version of this, is feeling like something's missing. Feeling unfulfilled or that something's otherwise lacking. Or even the disastrous version of this is when your mind turns on you. That those muscles you've built up to worry or be anxious now get turned towards your life. And you feel yourself spiraling down. And so navigating this choice, do you retire or not, can be hard. And so too can be exploring your options. And we're not just talking about a point in time, but this next phase of your life. That it is easy to get stuck. What do I want? What really matters to me? What's my meaning? What's purpose? My identity? How can I have impact, stay relevant? All these questions can make it harder for us to make great decisions. Yet also, as we're going to do together in this masterclass, by looking at these questions a different way, and by converting them to a process, you can enable yourself not only to become unstuck and to explore your options, but to dream up the most magical visions for this phase of your life, to dream up what you truly want, and to go out there and create it. And this is what we're going to be navigating in this masterclass. Not just in general, but specifically for how you navigate these hard choices in retiring from Goldman Sachs. And yes, I recognize that this limits this program for only a smaller number of people in our community. And some people have said to me, that's leaving the rest of us out. No, it's not. That's not my intent. If you work on Wall Street for another top firm, or plenty of other services or corporate businesses, you get tons of value from this masterclass. But it's oriented towards those of you with some of the hardest choices, but arguably the greatest opportunities in retiring from Goldman Sachs, to go out there and go for what you truly want.